Speaker!
Order, order.
Mr. Speaker, I move that the Injury Prevention, Rehabilitation and Compensation Amendment Bill 2009 be now read a first time.
ACC Minister Nick Smith finally launching his controversial bill amending the Accident Compensation Scheme in the House on Tuesday. But before the debate could begin, one aspect of the changes to ACC was raised in question time by Labor spokeswoman on victims' rights, Lynn Pillay.
I seek leave to table the copy of the petition to delay the implementation of changes to ACC sensitive claim schemes signed by 3,973 petitioners as presented to National MPs today.
But Nick Smith thought Lynn Pillay might be trying to pull a swifty.
There is a normal process for the tabling of petitions that are tabled by the Clerk's Office, every petition that is presented to this House. And it does seem a strange mechanism for us to be asserting that through the mechanism of tabling a document.
Before responding to the Minister, the Speaker sought advice from the Clerk of the House.
Has this petition already been tabled in the House? We're not aware this petition has been tabled. Point of order.
That was from Lynn Pillay again.
Mr. Speaker, this petition is not to the House of Representatives, but to Dr. Nick Smith as Minister for ACC.
I understand. Well, the members sought leave to table this document. I mean, this is a genuine document. It is a petition. Leave has been sought.
So, with the petition now lying on the table in front of him, Nick Smith launched the first reading debate on his bill.
Mr. Speaker, ACC has become financially unsustainable and reform is required to secure its future for New Zealanders.
Nick Smith said the scheme had to be made affordable.
The changes in this bill are part of a wider reform of ACC that began with the changes I made to the board in March, the stock take that has been announced, and other regulatory and operational improvements. The government's objective is with this bill and that wider package is to make savings of $2 billion in ACC's liabilities.
The Minister's reasons for changing the accident compensation scheme were refuted by Labor's ACC spokesman David Parker.
This year has seen already an unprecedented attack on our accident compensation system by the government, who have been exaggerating the degree of seriousness of problems at ACC in order to justify fundamental changes to ACC that are not necessary.
Labor's ACC spokesman David Parker leading the opposition to the Injury Prevention, Rehabilitation and Compensation Amendment Bill, which passed its first reading by 69 votes to 53, National getting support from both ACT and the Māori Party. The bill is now with the Transport and Industrial Relations Committee, ready for public submissions, and is due back in the Chamber on or before February the 12th next year. After another first reading for a new bill establishing a single agency to run elections, there was this now routine announcement from the Leader of the House, Gerry Brownlee.
Mr. Speaker, I move that urgency be accorded the passing through the remaining stages of the Criminal Investigations Bodily Samples Amendment Bill, Gangs and Organised Crimes Bill, Whakarero Rewa and Roto a Tamaheke Vesting Bill.
Complaining that backbenchers had failed to put up enough of their bills to keep the House going on Wednesday night, the fortnightly Members' Day already postponed once by urgency, Mr. Brownlee said the government wanted to use the time to advance half a dozen of its bills. But the Greens' Jeanette Fitzsimons doubted whether he'd given them enough to do.
I wonder if the Leader of the House could assure the House that the government actually has enough business to keep us going through urgency, and that it won't do as happened on the previous occasion and raise the House at 8 when we thought we were there.
But Jeanette Fitzsimons was vindicated when debate ended on the last of the bills in the urgency motion with 3.25 hours to go before midnight on Wednesday. Although urgency gained the government an extra 12 hours debate on its legislation, that was mainly at the expense of members' bills and the weekly general debate. As in the past 5 weeks, question times were held as usual on all 3 days, and a bill implementing the first major changes to immigration law in 20 years was passed in ordinary time on Thursday. And on Wednesday, the House paused to hear a valedictory speech from the Greens' Sue Bradford, leaving after just under a decade as an MP.
Although 10 years isn't much compared to many who serve this House, it is long enough in the scale of a lifetime. And over the 4 months following my loss of the Green co-leadership election in May, it became clear to me that my heart was no longer really in this job, and that it was time for me to move on, despite the fact that so much remains to be done.
The Greens' Sue Bradford. Parliament's adjourned for a fortnight, back on Tuesday, November the 17th. I'm Tom Frewen, and this program is brought to you with funding from New Zealand On Air.